I don't remember, but I don't think it's McCulloch. I don't think it makes a difference.
Can you eat it later? What? Sunday the 29th of June, Rabbi Nachman Lebovitz. Lahoitzi me'akoyach el apoyel.
Shabbos to Mincha, we started Parshas Bullock. And today, I would like to speak about two nekudos that we see within the Parsha, which is negei kol echod ve'echod in his normal day, what he does. We all know what happened with Bullock, and he went to be mekalal Klal Yisrael, and then he took his chamor, and his chamor gave him Musa in the middle of the way. Vayiftach Hashem es pi ha'osen. The Osin opened his mouth and he told him, Midrasha, what are you doing? What's happening? Mitz Hashem will learn the parsha during the week. And here we use the Loshon Vayiftach Hashem es pi ha'osen. In other words, in the literal translation means something was closed and it was opened. We see the same thing when Bilam continued walking towards to be mechalel Klal Yisrael, and the Malach was standing, Chazal explained, to protect Bilam, not to be nichshel in the aveir that he was going to do. Kodesh Baruch Hu is careful to see that his should not do the wrong things, regardless. And Mamela, there was a Malach that was going to help him, but it doesn't help him. He wants to do it. He goes afal pikei. So the pasuk says, "Vayagal Hashem es einei Bilam." Hakadosh Baruch Hu uncovered the eyes of Bilam, and what did he see? He saw a malach. Now we would understand that to see a malach, you need special koychos, special something miyuchad, something different, something out of the ordinary, in order to be able to see a malach. Here the pasuk says explicitly, "Vayagal Hashem es einei Bilam." Like you would take someone that would have, or we'll say even today, someone has a cataract on his eye, and remove it, and all of a sudden he sees. Now, it's a good marshal, a cataract surgery, there's nothing wrong with the eye physically. It's a perfectly, the inside can see, but there's a membrane of something, I think that's the way it is, that covers the eye in a way that doesn't allow you to see what you're going to see. This was the pu'ula that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to allow Bilam to be able to have the nevuah and to see the malach that was going. This gives us food for thought to understand that koychos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, vayagal Hashem, vayiftach Hashem, they were present, they were there. These koychos were within the chamor and within Bilam, they had them. But they were put in a matzav that were unused, they were unable to be used because, as we'll soon explain, they were unable to be used because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not allow them to use these koychos. But we must understand that it's not the pshat that they weren't there. They definitely were there. They were there and HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't allow the person to use it. We know that the world is created, there's Doimein, Tzimeach, Chai, and Medaber, which the world is divided in four different categories, explaining that the world. There's Doimein, which actually dormant does nothing, what it is. But we do see many times that out of a mountain or out of a stone, moss, some green vegetation can grow as well. In other words, it's not muchach that the Doimein cannot do anything at all. There is some koyach which HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not allow him to continue to be mitpateach, to grow and to do more than what he was doing here. Tzemeach be'etzem, there are certain balichai today that grow out from plants that are l'chatchila only tzmicha, only the vegetation of itself. And Secondly, where does a chai have koyach to live and to go and to do? Because he eats, he's eating tzimeach. He's eating something which is growing, and that gives him the koyach to be the bal chai. So obviously, this koyach of chai is within this koyach of tzimeach. And the same is true in every tchuna, chai and medaba, the same thing is true in all these koyachos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and put a cap, so to speak, on these koichos. This is your tafkid in the world that you're mechuyev to do. A doimim is a doimim, a chai, what he is, a tzimeach, whoever he is, that's the way he is. But we must realize that he doesn't have, it's not impossible for him not to be able to take this koyach above and beyond the koyach that he has. We see here a Melik Yisod that the Bekoyach, which is hidden within the person, can be dormant for all his life and never come out and never see it Bepoyal to work out and to be and to see it exactly what his Koyachos really are. But rather, he's put in a framework of, and he does the things that he does, between lefi the tchulis of the person that he has. But we have to understand that these koichos are within the person, and when needed, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to come out, they will come out in a very simple way of vayiftach Hashem es piyo osoin, vayagal Hashem es einei bilom. That will open up and allow these koichos to come out and to be poiled the way they are. This is true by the Koyach Amidaber and the Yitzir Kapov Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Tzelem Elikim. The Tzelem Elikim, the person himself, his koichos are, in a normal lifespan, hidden and unseen, and you cannot find them. But the koichos are way beyond what we see as the naked eye would see. The koichos that he has are bli gvul and bli tachlis. What you really need is to be able to put these koichos to work and to allow them to be able to continue and to grow and to allow you to be use your potential in the most maximum way that it's possible to do. This, my Zeidi Rabbi Ruchem, the Mashkiach of the Mir, in one of his Maimorim writes, this was a taina that he had to his Talmidim. And he told them, a bocha would come and say, Abocha, the truth is Balabatim as well. You know, this is not for me. I'm not cut out for something more than I can do only so much. It's an excuse which doesn't really carry, it's really not true. Because a chamoya can't talk either. And Bilam doesn't have any Ruach HaKodesh either. But he does. It's Bekoyach and he has it. And he would be Tevea from his Talmidim that they're mechuyev to use all the koiches that they have and to invest as much as they can to be able to bring out from within themselves this bekoyach, this bepoil that they have in order that this bekoyach should work. And he says a beautiful moshel, an everyday moshel. A stone is a doimim. It does nothing, can't do anything. It's cold. It's a cold, something cold. We can go on a stone, you can't do anything with a stone. Let's take two stones and rub them together. What happens?
Fire.
The opposite of a stone. Now, where gewalt, where did this koyach come from? This koyach of rubbing two stones together, two pieces of cold, had no shaykhs to chemimus of any at all. When you rub them together, all of a sudden, fire, chamamimus, warmth comes out. It's not a yeshma'ayin, it's not a nes. Every simple, anyone learning science knows that that's the teva. The teva will be when you'll rub two stones together, you'll have a fire at the end. Why? Obviously, that within the stones, there is this koyach, that when they'll be rubbed together, when and you'll do something with the stones, or the way in Lashon HaKodesh, we'll take the Bekoyach and use it to the Bepoyal, we'll make a Bepoyal out of the Bekoyach, we're going to have a different Yetzirah Bechlal. And where does it come from? From the stones itself. So if someone will ask, how will someone be able to be Nis'ale in Havona, in understanding, in Avoido, in all these things that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that a person should work to be able to do. What gives him the koyach to allow him to do this? You have to rub them together. Strike the match and it'll become warm. Move it together to some sort of a matzav. Take the bekoyach and make a bepoyal. Make the pe'ula that can come out of this bekoyach, and you have what really is within the bekoyach of the avon. This was from the ikatainet that he had to bochum that come. I think it's true to everyone today that somehow we put a cap until Adkan, this is what I can do. I can't learn more than kach v'kach hours a day. I can't learn mesechtes that are difficult in cheshbin. Everyone has his own, what he thinks he can, he thinks he can't. But if we really think seriously, there's nothing that a person cannot do. There's a pasuk in Tehillim. Odom biyiko ubal yovin nimshal kabehemus nidmu. I think it's in Kapitel Memtes maybe. Odom biyiko velo yovin. Odom biyiko means the yakris of a person, the yoko, the yitzir kapov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the most miyuchadik briya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, a human being. Miyuchad shebe miyuchad ubal yovin. He doesn't move and create and understand and become bigger and greater with the koyches that he has. Nimshal ka behemis nidmu. He's the equivalent of a behemah who be'etzim doesn't need anything. There's no rotzen, there's no taiva, there's no, when he's hungry he's eating, when he's tired he's sleeping. He has no desire for anything more than the things that he does bepoyal. This is the koyach, the lesson that we see from the beginning of the parsha of Bilam and the Chamor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world truly with four categories: doimim, tzemeach, chai, and medaber. And the doimim is not a tzemeach, and the tzemeach is not a chai, and the chai is not a medaber. Each one has its own category. But that's only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu put him in this category. This is what I'm supposed to do in the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world. But bevadai ubevadai, he has the bekoichos within him that will allow him to continue and to do more in what he's doing. In the Sforno, in the Parsha, on the posik of Ayiftach Hashem es piho osrin, v'atoyim elu bilom, me'osisi lecho, ki kisan ezeh sholosh po'om, sholosh rigol. Why did you hit me? So the Sforno says like this. Vayiftach Hashem es piho osoin, nosan bo koyach ledaber. He gave him the koyach to allow him to speak. Kinyin, just as we see, Hashem sfosai tiftoch. V'chol ze hoyo kedei sheyis oirer bilom lo shubitshuvu. The Sforno says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Chamor, the Koyach Ledaber, just as we see that David HaMelech, when he was standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu before davening, he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, Sforsai Tiftoch. Can we understand this simply that the Bakosha of David HaMelech was the Bakosha of Vayiftach Hashem Es Piho Osoim? What's the Tzushtel of the Sforno to Hashem Sforsai Tiftoch? And don't we all say three times a day to every tefillah before we start the tefillah Amidah Shemone Esre, we all say Hashem Sforsai Tiftoch. Is that what we're saying? We're the equivalent of a chamor that cannot speak, and we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us the koyach to be able to speak? What's the tzushtel? We see, I think, in the Sforno the first yisod of what it means to be able to daven. What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, it's a mitzvah, the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs counts it to one of the minyan HaMitzvahs, Tefillah, the Rambam also brings the chiyuv to be mispalel kol yoyim. The takona of Gimel Tefillah was a takona afterwards. But the idea of davening is the equivalent of Hashem Sfos HaTiftoch, otherwise I can't open my mouth. The Sfon is telling us that there's a bekoyach and a bepoyal in davening as well. Is it so easy to come to ask and speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Can we connect ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Koroi Vashem l'chol koiro'ov l'chol asher yikra'u v'emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes close to those asher yikra'u v'emes. Those that come with the emeskite, with a truthfulness, and he comes close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes close to him and allows him to ask me what you want and I'll give it to you. It's not as simple like going to the store and asking to buy something. That's not the koyach adibur that we're talking about. In tefillah, there's something much deeper than that. It's to be moitzi the bekoyach lebepoyal of a person, of a yid, to be able to connect himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's really the hagosha that we're supposed to feel. When we stand Shmoneh Esrei, and we try to connect ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with all our bakoshes, all our hidoyes, whatever we want to ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do, we have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to do something special with us. He has to allow us and give us the koyach, just as if he gave the koyach to the chamor of Bilam to allow him, to the chamor, to be able to speak. We need that koyach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that should allow us, that we should be able to connect and ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what the Sifon is really saying. And this is a tremendous insight in what tefillah really is. Tefillah is not, I need something, I'll ask, it's a mitzvah, I'll do it, and then, whatever. It's a special bakoshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to use separate koichos that are not with us all the time. It's not easy. I'm sure that in Dvorim Gashmim as well, you cannot present yourself to certain people and ask certain things only in a special way, in a special dress, in a special bakosha. Tefillah has its boundaries as well. You have to be able to. There's a halacha how to be dressed when you daven, how to prepare yourself to daven, how to take 3 steps before you start to daven, somehow to prepare yourself, what am I exactly doing? But here the insight, what the Sfon is really telling us, realize that this is a separate matona, a separate gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us, that's going to allow us to be able to connect ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The koyach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to daven is not only the pshat, because if you want something, you'll ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKol Yochel, he'll give it to you. There's a much deeper machshava than that. In Parsha Shmois, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in the midst of convincing Moshe Rabbeinu that he should go and take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Gam Tmoil Gal Shimshon, Chazal say that for 7 days there was a vikuach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to go. And he tainted B'chvoido Shel Aaron HaKoyen, who was the manig of Klal Yisrael during all that time in Mitzrayim, and therefore that he should come now, he came from Midian at a later stage. He wasn't that, and Aaron is older than him, Mishum Kvoidu Shel Aaron, he wasn't ready to go. We'll leave the Sugya HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you Kvoidu Shel Aaron, but this is what the Vikuach was about. At the end of the Vikuach, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ki Chvad Peh V'Chvad Loshon Anochi. I stutter. I became because of the Nes, we all know, and therefore I can't come. Ve'einoy derech kovoid, Chazal say that Melech Malchei Amlochim should send a shliach ustaruz. You want to send someone present himself to the king, to the queen, you have to have someone a redva mensch. He speaks nicely. He's an orator. He has his koichadibu is a dibur of kovid, but someone that stutters, you can't send such a person. So therefore, I can't go. Kolibor says the misom pelaodo. So interesting that the Ramban on this posik goes through the shaila. It doesn't go with the shaila and the teretz, but actually, this is what he's really asking. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do everything. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could make him that he shouldn't stutter. Misom Pel Odom, why is he stuttering? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him that he should stutter. And why could we speak? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that we could speak. If the Ratzino is that we should not speak, we won't. So why, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just could have taken off the blemish of being, of stuttering, and then Moshe Rabbeinu is a perfect speaker, and then he has no excuse, and he'll have to go. That would be the end. So the Lashon of the Ramban is, Ba'akadosh Baruch Hu loy rotzo l'rapoisoy, Sheharei loy bikesh. Interesting. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't ask. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs Moshe Rabbeinu that he should go. And obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu is royu to be the shliach to go. And Kodesh Baruch Hu wants Klal Yisrael should be nigolim al yedei Moshe Rabbeinu. Everything is positive that Moshe Rabbeinu should go, and there's nothing holding back that he should be a perfect speaker. He should speak loud and clear. He should be mechabed Kodesh Baruch Hu as a speaker to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yirotzo l'rapoisoi. And why? Sheharei lo yibikish. An insight in what davening really is. If we're not going to ask for it, we're not going to get it. We can deserve it. We need it. It's good for the Kehillah. It's good for Klal Yisrael. It's good for everyone. Everybody needs it. And you're the person that's supposed to do it and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give it to you. Avalei bikesh. You didn't ask for it. And when you don't ask for it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I can't give it to you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you'll go, va'ara nechicho yeh nevi'echo. He found another etze. Do it this way. This was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Moshe Rabbeinu to go, and Ahitainez kvodeh shel Aaron, I'll take away the chesoron of a kvodei shel Aaron, and then you'll be able to continue the way it is. But this is really what tefillah is about. Tefillah is not, I need something, I'll ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it. Tefillah is the aleph beis of a person to sustain in this world is only by asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us siyata d'shmaya. Help me do what I think I'm supposed to be doing. And if I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing, help me make the right decision that I should decide what I'm supposed to be doing. And then I should do what I'm doing it. Tefillah is not just like a bakasha will put in a form and a request. This is what I'd like to do. Like we said before, L'choyla sheyikra'u ve'emes korev Hashem l'chol koyro'ov. Those that really, seriously, ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be and to do, they're the ones that are close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're the ones that HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers and goes with them. Tefillah is getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then again, you're standing next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you don't ask him, that's even worse. The Gemara says, Rashi brings in Brochus, that Sermer Gula L'Tefillah, the Moshel Rashi says, as if someone that comes to the king's door and he's expecting him to come in and to walk into his house, he comes till the door and he doesn't open the door. There, this is someone who is Ein Nisim Gula L'Tefillah. I became Korav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I got in till the front door. And I just have to turn the knob and get in. and here I don't move, I don't go, that's the chesaron of someone who is einoy soymich geula l'tfilah. This is really what tefillah is all about. When we say Hashem sfosai tiftoch, what are we really asking for? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me this koyach. Give me the koyach to be able to connect myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Give me this koyach to be able to be the mevakesh, because that's what you really want from me. You want to give me, because Baruch Hu wants to give us everything. The world was created for us to be given to us, that we should have. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have it. But that's the t'nai. V'harei... That's it? V'harei... Sorry. V'harei... HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give it to us. Aval harei ein bikish. You didn't ask for it. Again, we started with this yesod, and this is something we should really remember. I'm really speaking to myself. We all have koichos, we don't know where they are. There's such a thing which is called adrenaline force. I don't know exactly what it is, but it's some sort of a koich that people have that in time, when they're totally lost, and they feel the urge that it must be, you must succeed, you must have it, this koich comes out somewhere. And I know that there are some stories of people that were meek and weak, were able to pick up weights which were tremendously heavy to save people that were caught underneath some sort of a... There is such a... Even the Chochmah Umas HaOlam realized there is such a thing. This is the Bekoyach that there is. We have to remember, we have to strike a match. We have to take our cold, our kalte hargoshes that we have, our everyday avodah that we have that keeps us like rocket stones, stones that don't move, doimim, doimim in avodah, doimim in anhoga, doimim in mitzvahs, and rub these two stones together and put together this eish that will come out in this warmth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This will be the Hashem Sfosai Tiftoch, the equivalent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving the koyach hadibu to the chamoyo, the equivalent of giving bilom, vayagal Hashem es einei bilom. It's so obvious in the posik in Taich. Vayagal is something is covered up, there's a screen, and I can't see it. To realize that the nafkumina of seeing a malach and not seeing a malach is taking away a screen, moving it away. Nothing major, no major taniyos, no major, nothing. One thing, open up, you have them, they're within ourselves. This bekoyach is there. And we have to work and take this bekoyach, move it into the bepoyal. That's our avodah. With this insight, I think, we're mitzuvah to daven three times a day. Three times a day to connect ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kuzari says that the takona of three times a day is equivalent to the moshul of eating three times a day. The body needs nutrition to be able to work and to do. The Kuzari, he himself says, that's the tzusha, that's the marshal of davening three times a day. Every time within, again and again and again, another bite, more koiches, you can bite itself. Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, Legabi, in Shah Dalet, when he speaks about Talmud Torah, Reb Chaim Volozhiner says that a person has permission when he feels that somehow his slavos in learning, his slavos in tefillah, is not enough. He doesn't feel that he's maximizing, or the way we're trying to explain now, using his bekoyach, his bepoyal, in the koyach that he has, he's missing, he's not doing it all. Mutaloi, to put the Gemara aside, and to take Sifrei Yireh, and to be mechazik himself again, in the middle of the sugya, and then go back again and continue learning again. This is really the koyach of tefillah, the koyach of to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and remembering that the only way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give it to us, will give us what we really deserve, what we really need, is only by asking Him, with this koyach of tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help, that we will be zoiche, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us all that we need for us, for our mishpocha, and for the whole Klai Yisrael.
Right.